Wrangell's Garnet Grit Betties meet Wednesday and Sunday evenings at the skating rink inside Hope Community Church. 10 women showed up during a recent practice. They took a few spins around the track, practiced skating fundamentals, and learned some derby techniques.
It's a big difference than, you know, just your everyday activity for sure. I think we're probably all going to have one big leg from going the same way around the track all the time.
That's Shauna Bunis. She's one of the founding members of the Betties. Bunis, along with Mickey Capella and Jennifer Wiederspoon, decided to assemble a team for Wrangell.
None of us know what we're doing. None of us have ever played roller derby. We've seen it, we've watched it, but we've never been any part of it. So that's been a real challenge, is all the research and in contact with other leagues, trying to learn and figure out what we need to do to start.
When playing roller derby, two teams of five players compete in a series of races. The individual races are called jams, and the whole match is known as a bout. Points are scored by players called jammers who take laps around the track while busting their way through the opposing team's blockers. Roller derby is a full contact sport. The use of arms and elbows is strongly encouraged. Bunis says they had their first official practice in the beginning of October. As many as 20 people have shown up to skate, but Bunis admits that so far there have only been a handful of women who are able to consistently take part.
Roller derby is a big commitment. It's a huge commitment. I can't tell you the hours that I have spent dedicated to this in the last 3 weeks. And, you know, a lot of people just aren't quite ready to make that commitment. And we've tried to be good with working into everybody's schedule, but not everybody can be here every night.
The Betties join a small but growing list of derby teams throughout the state. According to akrollerderby.com, there are nearly a dozen active leagues. Two of those are located in Juneau. Bunis says a friend of hers is in the Juneau Roller Girls League, and she attended one of their bouts in September to get a better feel for what to expect. She says those derby girls have showered the Betties with support.
They were so excited. They have so few teams in Southeast Alaska to play that immediately they have just been on the Facebook page, what do you need, what do you need?
April Rebert is president of the Juneau Roller Girls, but she prefers to go by April Mayhem.
I was a part of the inception, and I've been addicted and prisoner and slave to its purpose ever since.
She says she's glad to hear about Wrangell's attempts to form a league and can't wait to skate with them. Mayhem says the best part about roller derby is that all are welcome.
One of the things that I love about this sport is that it's new enough, it's at least in its most recent resurrection, that women who weren't necessarily athletes before or don't have the experience are still very much welcome in the sport.
The Juneau Roller Girls League has two home teams, the Killcats and the Raven Lunatics. They also have a traveling team. Mayhem says the league has 45 active skaters and their bouts often sell out.
It's out of control. It's wonderful. And people come from all walks of life. Like, we get sports fanatics in there. We get, like, the football fans. We get punk rock girls who are just kind of in it for the culture, but they also fall in love with the sport. We get kids and families because they want to see, you know, mommy on the track throwing hips.
Mayhem suggests the Betties work out a mission for their league, start fundraising and volunteering throughout the community. Bunis says the Betties have been volunteering in Wrangell to get their name out. The group has a few fundraisers coming up as well, including a kids' photo booth on Halloween and a rummage sale and lunch set for November 3rd. Bunis says she expects it will take about a year to establish a league. For now, they're looking for more skaters and non-skaters alike to build up a team. Mayhem was even doing a little recruiting on the Betties' behalf.
So you're not going to skate?
Well, I am so bad on skates. Like, I should not be on any sort of wheels. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.